Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. You guys, it's time for La Mob. I am so excited. Joining me to help kick off the 2019 La Mob festivities is Megan Collins, a.k.a. Style GF, who is also my colleague at the inventory. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Welcome to the studio. I'm so excited to have you here. And we're like one of the most special episodes of the year.
I feel very honored to be helping to kick this off.
It really is like always a fun thing to pick out who the like kickoff guest is going to be. And I've been wanting to get Megan on the show for a while because we're both columnists at the inventory. I think that like even though we write about different things, Megan writes about style, personal style, home style, for a male audience. I think that we have like there's a lot of crossover because I've written so much about cleaning for a male audience.
Oh yeah, men don't know how to do anything. So yeah, we're here to help.
Yeah, we are here to help. And I think that we bring kind of like a similar spirit to the work of like. We're not here to make you feel bad or make fun of. Well, you just made them feel bad and made fun of them, Megan. You, but like, no, we're just
stating a fact. I'm not even calling anybody out. No, I'm saying nobody's ever taught these guys to do this. Nobody ever taught a guy to clean.
Yep.
And nobody ever taught a guy to, you know, put together an outfit.
Yeah.
So why would they know that stuff?
Exactly.
So no, it's not a bad thing as long as. They're coming to folks like us to learn those things now.
Exactly.
So really, for anyone that follows you, that follows Style Girlfriend, that's like a shout out to those guys. Like, they're doing it right because they're actually making an effort.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the effort is, like, honestly
everything.
The thing that matters. Really, the effort is important. That's why you get an A for effort. before we get into today's show, which is, as I said, the kickoff of La Mob, my annual bed-making challenge, Let's All Make Our Bed, L-A-M-O-B. I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat and Tinder Talk by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. I will tell you guys a little preview of this week's Tinder Talk. I had my first Tinder Taught apartment experience in Murray Hill. If you live in New York or have lived in New York, you know that Murray Hill is like the center of fratitude in Manhattan. And if you follow me on Instagram or on Twitter, you have hopefully seen the coffee table of doom that I walked in on. This apartment was like it. You couldn't make it a set in a television show or a movie
because it would be too unbelievable.
Yes.
Like, no one would live like that
except Saturday's Tinder Tot Taylor. And his name is Taylor. I mean, the whole thing is just gruesome. And I live for it. I absolutely live for it.
There has to be people signing up for this right now. Listening to that.
I'll tell you.
I need to hear more about this coffee table.
Which you will definitely hear more about it. I'll tell you one thing that you couldn't see in the coffee table photo because it was kind of like off to the side of the room. There were two giant jugs of empty jugs of laundry detergent just on the floor. Like they just literally like just like litter in their own home. It was incredible.
They weren't like holding anything up. Why am I envisioning like a wood board? Like it's like an extra table.
They could make like a sawhorse table out of these two because they were those big like, you know, square like the jugs that look like the box of wine dispensers. Strewn on the floor. I was like, oh, this is wonderful. Anyway, that's the bonus episode. Sign up on Patreon for that. we, in this main episode, how are we going to kick off LaMob? So, Megan, I don't even think you really even know what LaMob is. I think you're new to LaMob, but I'm going to bet that you're probably a bed maker.
So I am new to LaMob, and I was actually really proud of myself because when I first saw you talk about it on Twitter and just using the abbreviation, I was like, what is that? And I figured it out. I was just like, well, it's got to be something clean. And I literally got there, and I was like, I felt like I had one Wheel of Fortune or something. I was like, oh, let's make your bed. So, of course, this morning then I did make my bed.
Okay, excellent.
Because I was like, well, I can't come into this podcast having not, at least today.
Yeah.
Especially because on Style Girlfriend, we have No Jeans January. So that's our annual challenge that guys have to detox from their denim for an entire month. So I was like, okay, if Jolie can do Let's Make Our Bed, like I can make my fucking bed for like at least one day. So I did today, and it did. It felt really good. I have a very odd bed situation. I just moved and I'm in this like beautiful apartment building, but I'm on sixth floor walk up.
Same.
Oh my God. Like on the sixth floor?
Yep. Sixth floor walk up.
I've been there since September, still tired every time I get to the top of the stairs.
It gets better.
Does it? Because I've heard that, and it hasn't yet.
It does get better, actually. You get used to it. It doesn't get better when you're carrying stuff up.
Sure.
But just when it's just you rolling up six flights of stairs, you stop noticing as much.
All right, I'm going to have to trust you on that. Yeah. But it's a beautiful space. Like, it's got great light. There's a ton of built-ins, which makes me feel like a grown-up, except that the bed platform is built-in. So that I don't love. So I've got like my mattress on it and it just sort of bumps up against the wall. So what I figured out to do is to put the comforter and like the duvet like over the side and then kind of tuck it in and then push the mattress against the wall so that it kind of stays.
Yep.
But it is, I mean, any tips or advice, I will take it because it doesn't, it looks made, but it looks a little like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it may be that you actually want to move to a one size smaller duvet than what the bed actually is because you basically don't have overhang on one side.
And I barely have overhang on the side you can even see because there's like drawers that pull out.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. It might actually be that that's the solution is just moving down a size. The other thing to do if you're like, I love my duvet and I love my duvet cover and I don't want to spend all that money because it's a lot of money to replace those things, is keep the duvet but get a one size smaller coverlet and use that as like your bedspread when you're not using the bed and just fold your duvet at the foot of the bed when you're not using it.
Why do I literally not know what a coverlet is?
So a coverlet is like a thin bedspread.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like a bed.
Like a blanket?
Like a blanket, but it's a little bit more structured. Yeah, more quilted.
Okay.
You've definitely seen if I Googled it right now and tried to be like, I didn't know that it was called a coverlet. But yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I feel so very unfancy right now.
So
for not knowing.
That might be a solution for you. Like, here's the other thing: you might not care. You might be like, I don't actually care that my bed is made every single day. It doesn't really bother me. Like, I've got this kind of strange bed set up. I'll just like live with tidying things and like be fine with it, and that's fine. And actually that like leads I think really nicely into sort of, so I always like to like kick off my LaMob thing with like my LaMob manifesto, my reasons why I think making a bed is a good thing. But I also always throughout this manifesto want to pepper in like making the bed doesn't matter to everybody. And even if you do try it for this month-long challenge because you're like, let me just see if like this is, you know, this life-changing thing, you might end the month and be like, it was not in any way life-changing and I'm making the decision not to do it. And that is fine. I am not a clean dictator. I'm a clean person.
Sure.
You're all people. We're all adults with free will and we can all make our own choices. And I always say this too, and I always preface by saying, I think at this point you guys know I don't mean anything in a mean way, except maybe when I'm talking about the Tinder tots. I don't mean this in a mean way, and I always feel like I have to preface it by saying this, but like I don't really care if you don't make your bed. Like, I'm not personally offended if you don't make your bed. It literally, and here's why, because it literally has zero impact on my life whether or not you make your own bed.
Sure.
Like, I like my bed made, so I make my bed.
Yes.
Full stop. That's where it really begins and ends. But then as a job, I am a cleaning expert, and I think a lot about the way that people live, and I think a lot about what I know genuinely does make people's lives better. And the bed making thing is a big, big, big one. And if you guys follow me on Twitter, you know that I in the lead up to LaMob, I started tweeting like, you guys, LaMob is coming up, and get excited.
Folks, we're getting excited.
Megan follows me on Twitter, and so she's been seeing this. Like, are you surprised at how? Actually am surprised, and this is my 8th year of LaMobbing, and like.
Well, I love it, and I do. I think people love a good challenge. They love a challenge where at some point it ends. Like, yes. It's not like I'm giving up sugar for the rest of my life. Like, it's
like a whole 30 for your bed,
as opposed to like living like a celebrity and just never being able to have bread again. Like, there's something about the time frame that I think makes it feel more encouraging. Like, I can handle this. Like, I can do this.
Yeah.
And beyond that, like, I totally think you're right that there's something really nice about not needing people to be different. Like, it's like, as opposed to like having a parent that voted for Trump or something where you're like, I need you to like understand how I feel about this. Like, you're saying, I make my bed and it makes me feel really good. And there's science to back it up that, you know, it can help you get on with your day in sort of a more take it on kind of way. But if you go through this process and are intentional about it and get to the end of it and say, you know what, that actually doesn't impact me as much as like having my second cup of coffee does, or like putting on a suit instead of putting on jeans, like whatever it is that you find personally that gets you up and motivated for the day. The important thing is the finding of it. So if this can help with that, that's what's important. But yeah, I think the idea of just being intentional about your morning routine and not in like medium.com, like 18 ways I like hack my morning. I get up at 4 a.m. and then this happens and then I meditate. Like, not that kind of intentional, but just the intentional of I do this or I don't do this on purpose because I've thought about it and I've tried it and I figured it out what works for me. Like, I just think that's part of being a grown up.
I love that. I love the way that you just said that. And I think that that's so true that, for some people, like, the quiet time for the second cup of coffee is more important than
the time spent making the bed putting on mascara.
I also just want to say that the cup of coffee takes a lot longer than the making of the bed, which is an important thing to say. People are like, the 5 minutes a day. It does not take 5 minutes to make a bed, you guys. It's at most 1 minute prospect.
And also you make time for what you decide is important to you.
But with that said, Megan, just you said it exactly the way that I was going to say it, which is make time for the things that are important to you. You do not have to think things that are important to me are important to you. Don't do it. I mean, for this month, do it for Jolie. But for the rest of your life, do it for you if that's what you choose. And then don't do it if it's not for you. Let's talk about reasons to make the bed.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, I have this kind of ongoing manifesto thing. These are my reasons that generally I think are like the good reasons to make the bed. Not all of them are probably going to move you. Not all of them are going to apply to you.
Yeah.
And when you hear them, you're going to be like, yep, okay, this makes a whole lot of sense.
Totally.
Not all of them are the reasons that I personally make the bed. So I'm just giving you some food for thought.
Yes.
With all of these. So here's our first reason. And this is probably, it's not my number one, but it's probably my personal number two for why I make the bed every day.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, look, I'm me. I make the bed every day. You know.
Right.
Yeah. I am incapable of leaving the house without the bed made.
I can see that.
Yeah. Because I have this whole thing where, like, every once in a while, I'll try it just to, like, you know, like, you try foods you think you hate.
Sure.
Like, I'm like, just like, let me see if I can do it. And then I literally, like, go to lock the door and I'm like, no, if I die. And they come into my apartment, they're going to be like, this has all been a lie this whole time.
Oh, that's so for sure. Yeah. That would be like the first line of your obituary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her bed wasn't made. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, make the bed. Also, it just makes me itchy to think about leaving the house with the bed unmade. Okay, so number one reason, it makes the room look tidy.
Yes.
If you do literally nothing else to your bedroom but make the bed, your bedroom is going to look tidy. You could have dirty underpants strewn all over the floor. Some Tinder date.
Literally sprawled across the floor.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
Sure.
Could walk in and see a made bed and probably be like, oh, the room looks pretty tidy.
Yeah, they have their act together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for example, you guys. That's for example. One I hear all the time from people. All the time. Actually, this is probably the most common positive feedback that I get about LaMob from people who have tried it. That there is something about coming home in the evening to a made bed that makes you feel good in a way that can spark feelings of, I feel like I accomplished something today. I feel like I have my shit together today. I feel like I was an adult today.
Yeah.
And those are good feelings. And I like that feeling. And so it's worth it to me to make my bed so that when I come home after, you know, maybe a real day of a day, I can have that feeling of going, oh, well, at least I did one thing right today. Or at least I'm an adult who makes her bed every day. Or at least I'm, you know, the kind of guy who can, like, pull myself together enough to remember to make the bed every morning, whatever it is. And I think that that's no small thing and not a thing to be discounted.
Oh, no. Yeah. Absolutely. It sort of
like, I bet you're going to get home tonight and be like, I made my bed today. This is really nice.
Yes. It puts a button on your day in a way that, like, even – like dirty dishes in my sink, if I get home, I'm like, yeah, okay. But having a made bed feels so different than coming home to an unmade bed. If I come home to an unmade bed, I'm like, did the day even happen? Because it kind of feels like it's still just like the morning and you don't have your shit together yet and you're bleary eyed and, you know, you're in your pajamas. Like, even if you've just had an 8-hour day, a 10-hour day, whatever it is that you've done, you come home and you kind of feel like it's 7 in the morning again. And there's a bad like Groundhog Day effect with that.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of the bad Groundhog Day effect, this leads me right into the next one. If you make the bed every day, it goes faster. And actually,
someone goes faster, or the making of the
bed making goes of the bed goes
okay.
faster.
It's like,
yeah, no, I make no guarantees about how fast the day is going to be.
Okay.
I mean, listen, I'm a powerful witch, but not that powerful. Someone was saying to me on Twitter today that she was like, you know, I can go one day without making the bed, but I can't go 2 days without making the bed because by that point the cover has just like fallen off onto the floor and it becomes a thing where I have to make it because
totally
there's no cover is left on it.
It's easier to tidy up than it is to clean.
Right.
So in the same way, it's easier to make your bed from one night's worth of sleep than two nights, three nights of like tangling up and getting everything everywhere. That totally makes sense to me.
Exactly. So you just described that. It's an efficiency thing. The other part of it is that if you make your bed every day, or at least even just regularly, you become more efficient at making the bed because it's like building muscle memory.
Oh, totally.
Right? Like, yeah, it just becomes easier. Like, oh, yeah, I just like know how to do this.
Just like anything does.
Yeah, just like literally anything.
You can only get better.
Yeah. You get your system.
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's one that does not at all apply to my life, but applies to many, many, many people's lives. And I was hearing a lot about it on Twitter. If you have pets. Making the bed will help to keep their hair, their dander, their drool, their cat pee. I heard about a cat that was peeing in the bed. And her human finally was like, well, I'm going to start making the bed every day because the cat's peeing in it. And actually, that was the way to deter the cat from peeing in the bed. So it worked. Score one for Jolie.
Sure. Just because the pet looks at the bed and sees it more like furniture and is like, oh, I'm not supposed to pee in furniture.
I don't know the secret life of that cat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But is that like a thing?
I don't know.
Like pets are less likely to pee on a made bed. Like, has
no,
there,
never
there
heard
must
that.
Be science
nope,
here.
Nope, never heard that.
I want some data.
I don't, listen, I can't vouch for that one at all. It makes no sense to me. Other than, you know, cats will find new and novel ways to fuck with you if they can. And
this sounds like
just this one particular cat was just finding a new and novel way of fucking with her human. And
I would be interested, though. You're going to have to put that on Twitter because I feel like there's something about that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Like this idea that it doesn't, it's not just like another sort of place for an animal to cozy up.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But you know what? Good one. I don't have any pets, so I can't speak to that. But whatever would keep an animal from peeing in my bed, I would also be all for it.
Yes, indeed.
Sure.
Indeed. So the bigger thing, honestly, though, is the hair, the dander, the drool, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a small one, but not a small one for people who suffer from this. If you have insomnia. Making the bed every day is not going to cure your insomnia. I'm sorry to report that to you and to me because I have insomnia. However, what it will do is it will allow you to perform an action in the evening that will be part of a ritual that signals to your brain that it's time to go to sleep. So if you have insomnia, you should go consult with a sleep specialist, do some research online about sleep disorders and things that you can do. Like if you don't have the time or the money to consult with a specialist, plenty of resources available for you. I believe sleep is so important. I'm a really bad sleeper. And so, blah, blah, blah. I take it really seriously. And I spend a lot of time thinking about it, obviously. One of the things that basically every single sleep specialist in the whole entire world is going to tell you is that you should build nighttime routines into your life, because a combination of those routines will start to signal to your brain that it's time to shut down and start thinking about sleepy time. And like, some of those rituals can be like hot shower before bed. Some of them are like, you know, having a cup of tea. There are very functional things like turning off the TV, putting down your phone and your tablet, and reading an actual book or magazine or newspaper instead of a screen, because that's really important for the way that our eyes work around sleep. But one of the rituals is turning down a made bed.
So, I love that.
And if you don't have a made bed, you don't have a bed to turn down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, as I said, it's a minor thing, and it's a minor part of a sleepy time ritual. It's not going to be as important or effective as the cup of tea and the no screen time, but it's not nothing.
It all works together.
But it's not nothing. It's not nothing.
No, I think that's really great. I like the idea of, yeah, like the turning down the bed of like, oh, now I'm getting into bed. Now it's time to go to sleep, and not just take a nap because the bed's unmade and I'm just going to kind of fall into it.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So I'll tell you one other personal thing. I don't know if I've ever even mentioned this on the show before. It's really, I probably haven't, because it's so cheesy and it's very me, but it's very not me in a lot of ways. But I'm just going to go ahead and rip the bandaid off and admit this. When I'm in serious relationships, I turn the bed down for me and for my partner, and like I call it like turn down service, like you get in a hotel. Like I like fold my partner's side of the duvet back specially so they can just get right in, and I like arrange their pillows. So, like that, it's like
there's a mint.
There's no mint. every once in a while, like on like holidays.
Jolie, this is so nice.
I do leave like a little. So there's an Italian candy called bocce.
Okay.
And bocce means kiss in Italian. And so on holidays, I do leave a little bocce in the pillow. I'm with you guys. I swear to God. I'm blushing. I'm so embarrassed. I just admitted that. Here's the thing. I don't love easily, and I don't love often. So like there maybe been like three people in my life who have gotten this treatment.
But it's such a tender gesture.
Yes. But like, yeah.
Is acts of service your love language?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. You know exactly. Yes, that's exactly how I am in relationships. So,
and have those people that you've done it for, have they seen that from you? Have they been able to absorb that? And
yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That's, yeah. Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
My heart just grew three sizes. Wow.
Turn down service. So if any of you guys want to take my turn down service.
Yes. Get some like lavender, like put like a couple of drops of essential oil on their pillow.
Yeah. And make it your own. And if it's something you only want to do on special occasions, that's fine too. But like, yeah, that was just my.
Yeah.
Was my
or if they little... just like had a really shitty day or something, like, yeah, be that little like hotel concierge kind of service.
Yeah.
And do the nice thing. Yeah. Oh, I love
nice
that.
Thing. It feels good to do nice things for people.
Life
it really,
hack.
Yeah, it really does. Bocce optional.
Sure.
But
cute. Recommended. Yeah.
Okay. So I have, here's my actual number one reason to make the bed.
I was wondering we were getting to that.
My personal number one reason. It just feels so good to get into a made bed. It just does. It just does. It just does. It just does.
Yes.
Like, I have no like rational explanation to offer for why. I just know that it does.
I'm sure there literally is science behind it.
Probably.
Like, I'm sure there's been research done about like what it does to like the amygdala or something, but like who cares? Cause you're right.
Yeah. It just feels so good.
Yeah.
So now
qualitatively speaking, that's 100% true.
Yeah. So here's my last reason, for LaMob, right? Not for life. Cause we've already established that like, I want you to make choices that are right for you, that feel good for you, that work with your life. But for the month of March, so LaMob happens every year in March for no good reason other than when I first started it back at the Hairpin, RIP.
Oh,
I know.
RIP
I
mean, Hairpin.
How much was that?
I wrote one piece for them. Oh. It's like to this day.
I know.
It's a big deal.
It's like an all through the heart every time it comes out. I know. It's terrible. Every time it doesn't stop hurting less. It's like losing a parent. Honestly, yeah. Like the grief never goes away. the grief never goes away. I feel like I'll be mourning the hairpin
forever,
like on my deathbed. Yeah. My deathbed will be tidily
There'll
made.
Turn down service. It'll
turn down service in a bocce.
You'll get in and then think about Edith Zimmerman. Yeah.
It'll signal to my brain that it's time to die.
It's got dark.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, I just had confessed the cheesiest thing about myself. I had to make it dark.
But yeah, origin story.
So origin story, Edith Zimmerman, the founding editor of The Hairpin, and I were on a vacation together in San Francisco in early 2012. And I'd come up with this idea that I wanted to do a bed making challenge, like a 30-day bed making challenge. And I was like, Edith, I'm obsessed with this idea, but I keep referring it to it in my mind as a 30-day bed making challenge. And That's so like Lady Mag, and it's so not who we are, and like, what are we going to call it? And we ended up coming up. There was an existing series, DIY series, called Let's All Make dot, dot, dot. So every series would be like, let's make, you know,
scrunchies.
Whatever it was. Yeah. Exactly. And I was like, oh my God, what if we called it Let's All Make dot, dot, dot our beds? And she was like, great. I love it. I love this idea. And so we kicked it off, and, you know, we did it for a month, and it was, you know, just what it is now. It's just make your bed every single day in March is the
There's
only challenge.
So sincere and earnest about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love it.
And I was like, we should have a hashtag for it. And I was like, hashtag LAMOB. And I was like, no, that's terrible. But then it's kind of like a middle school nickname, like, it stuck because it was so bad.
And you're never going to get overtaken by like a Gap campaign or something. You know what I mean? Like there's never going to be anything that's used in the same way. So it's never going to get confused with anybody else's.
I had never thought about that, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's been 8 years and it's never, no one else has used it in La Mob.
Yeah.
that's so bad. So that's the origin of it. And the thing is also, I just like want to say about the like make your bed every single day in merch thing is like, if you don't make it every single day, that's fine, too. It's not a 100% challenge.
Totally.
Like, at all. And people do get, like, kind of angsty about that. They're like, I missed today. Did I fit? And I'm like, no, just make it tomorrow. Like,
also, what do they think you're going to do? Like, come to their house and, like, take their bed away? You don't deserve this. You have to sleep on the floor now.
Wrap your knuckles with a ruler? Yeah. Like, I'm not a nun teaching grammar school. Please.
We get that, too, though, from our audience that they're like, I don't know. I can't go a whole month without jeans. And then so they just don't do it. And you're like, well, that's
just
a
try.
Bummer. Just try.
Yeah.
You'll surprise yourself.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing. When we were talking about the Whole 30, like this isn't the Whole 30. If you accidentally, you know,
have a glass of red wine,
take a sip of something with agave nectar in it and forget to make your bed, you don't have to keep turning.
Yeah.
You don't have to restart. Like it's just make your bed in March. If you miss a day, that's A-okay.
I don't know if it's like a millennial thing, but I feel like there's something about guilt that people would rather not take up a challenge so that they don't have to feel the guilt of not accomplishing it fully. Right. But like, what a sad way to live.
Yeah,
like,
well, and that's why I want, like, I always want to say at the offset that like, don't worry about nailing it every single day because it's not even, you don't even have to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish in LaMob. So, which leads me to the very last thing is I'm just asking you to try. I'm not asking you to become a lifelong bed maker. I'm asking you to try it for a month because I want you to see for yourself if it does something for you. And it might not. But the only way you're going to know is if you try it. And you kind of got to try it for about a month. You don't have to be perfect. It's great if you do. I mean, it's great if you hit 100%. You can brag to me. I'll retweet you and celebrate you and give you 10,000 emoji and blah, 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 blah. But I'm also not going to be remotely disappointed. If you tweet at me and you say, I forgot to make it today, I'm going to tell you two things. The first thing I'm going to tell you is, no problem, go home, make it tonight. Get right in it. Lots of people do that. Lots of people do that. And I think it's hilarious when people do that. The other thing I'm going to tell you is, don't even sweat it. Just make it tomorrow. Like, really, life is hard. LaMob should not be.
It's so funny. You're so much nicer than I am about No Jeans January. Like, we are always very like, you can do this. Like, and yeah, if you miss it today, then do it tomorrow. Like, it doesn't ruin it for the whole month.
Yeah.
Like, if you miss it on the 12th of the month, then
the
get
month
back on
ruined.
It on the 13th.
It's not the whole 30. It's just
so funny that you're so, like, I feel like you maybe know your audience better than I know mine because maybe. You're so much more gentle with them. I'm like, come on.
I am.
It's 30 days. I guess January is 31, but like,
yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the parent that's like throwing the kid in the pool.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
I'm putting on the water wings.
Yeah, water wings and going in with my own water wings. Like, we'll handle this together. but the thing is, that's the way that I need to be nurtured.
Yes.
So like, I nurture people the way that I need to be nurtured is kind of the thing.
But also don't, I guess I would just encourage, I'll be the one then to push.
Yes.
I would encourage your followers to like, do it. Like,
yeah.
Come on, guys. You can do this. This is Aunt Megan here. Like, don't, like Jolie's like playing nice cop, but like.
I was just going to say, I like the
this.
Good cop, bad cop inventory thing we've got
yeah.
going on here. This is very good.
It's your bed. It takes a minute.
We also.
Just put the comforter up. Like, even if
yeah,
you don't tuck in the sheets underneath it, just like throw it up
yes.
towards the pillows.
Yes. And I had some people asking, I saw today, I had some people asking about like, they don't like a tight bed. I don't like a tight bed. I actually talked a lot about this in the 2017. You know, the weird thing is, so last year's kickoff episode, the 2018 Le Mob, was with Josh Gondelman. Oh. And it feels like we recorded it a minute ago. But the 2017 episode feels like it was a lifetime ago. And I actually had gone back to listen to it because I wanted to remember what I had said.
Yeah.
So they don't get too repetitive. Not that people are really going back and listening to 2-year-old Le Mob episodes.
That's a lot like 2017. What have I learned since then?
Wait, I just completely lost my train of thought. In that episode, I did talk a lot about alternative ways to make the bed because I don't like a tight tucked bed, and
sure.
I actually am a no top sheet person.
Oh, really?
Yes,
You're
really
one
am.
Of those.
Yes, I am one of those, and I've talked about that a lot on previous episodes. I've written a lot about it. But next week's episode, I think I am going to try to talk a little bit about just touching on those so that you guys also really understand when I say make the bed, I mean, make the bed the way you want to make the bed.
Sure.
Like, toss out preconceived notions of, quote unquote, what a made bed looks like. Like, make your bed the way you want to make your bed.
But I think that'll be really helpful because maybe part of the intimidation factor is people being like, I really don't know how to do it in an efficient way.
Yeah.
So, like,
or I don't
just
like the way it feels
me.
When you're
sure.
like
yes.
in there and it's like a coffin.
Right.
You know,
you don't want to be burritoed
so much
up.
Death content in this episode today. I'm having a real weird one. So wait, I also just want to quickly say, I think Megan and I are going to try to team up a little bit to do some crossover style girlfriend, ask a clean or squalor. There's a, there's a little thing about not using Ask a Clean Person on the inventory. It's a very long political story that I'm definitely never going to go into.
Sure, sure,
It annoys me greatly. But we call it squalor now. But squalor is Ask a Clean Person. I think we're going to try
to do a game up there.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to do a little crossover stuff. And
yes.
like, yeah, so recommend some sheets and blah, blah, blah. I also want to say this before we kick to break. This is actually a really important part of Le Mob. Before you start or while you're getting going, mentally think about a little reward you want to give yourself.
Ooh, yes.
Try to make it bed related just because that makes sense. So a lot of people at the end of Le Mob.
Oh my God, do they like buy themselves new sheets or
yes.
something?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like new pillows.
New pillows, new pillowcases, new throw. Like if you don't have a ton of money, one thing I always suggest to people, it's a crazy upgrade. Just new pillowcases.
Oh,
is
yeah.
a very cheap, easy big upgrade-y investment.
Oh, I love
yeah.
that.
So, like, whatever thing you've had your eye on, like, maybe you want a new throw blankie. Maybe
yeah.
maybe you want a silk pillowcase to protect your skin and your hair. Maybe you want a whole new sheet set and you want to splurge on that. Maybe I'm going to, this year I'm going big. This is the most un-Joel-ish thing. I don't have a headboard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm buying a headboard. Ooh.
That's not very Wisconsin-y. Sorry. Sometimes
that's
my accent
okay.
comes out.
Yeah, sometimes the accent comes out.
I love that.
Figure out, think of a reward.
Yes, like an aromatherapy. Like maybe it's like, yeah, you buy yourself like a nighttime, like a spray that you spray in your pillow.
Yeah,
or
linen spray. Like, you know, again, if you need something small because money is tight or, you know,
yeah.
this is just not really where you want to be putting your money, a little bottle of linen spray is like a $10 thing.
Or even like a new book you've been wanting to read. Like
sure.
a really trashy, like a fiction.
Oh, a Philippa Gregory.
Yes, exactly. Like, but you don't get it till the end of the month. But then you get to yeah. put it on your nightstand and be like, I deserve this.
Yeah. When you're turning off your screens and turning
mm-hmm.
down your bed for your better sleep hygiene.
Yes. Or
right.
even like once a week you get yourself a trashy magazine.
Yeah. I love this. These are great ideas. Okay, so now we figured out how we're going to collaborate. all right, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Megan and I will be right back with more about your beds. I've got some like really deep cleaning functional stuff to talk about in the second segment. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm joined by Megan Collins, a.k.a. Style Girlfriend, who's here to help me kick off Le Mob 2019. I feel like we've already changed lives.
Oh, easily. Tens of thousands.
Yeah. So we've got a question.
Okay.
And I wanted to start the Le Mob off with this particular question, because I want to talk about kind of the deep cleaning of bedding stuff, which is a thing that a lot of my Le Mobsters who have been with me for a long time do in the week leading up to Le Mob. Like, they get themselves psyched up by, like, giving their bed, like, a deep cleaning.
Wow.
Yes. Right?
Yes. This is serious.
Yeah.
Okay. So Miranda writes, "Dear Jolie, it is possible that the Jolie Kerr Google trick has failed me, but I think I found a bed question you have not answered. How often should I rotate my mattress? How should I rotate my mattress? Does it matter what kind of mattress? Do I flip it over? Do I just turn it 180 degrees? Do I also rotate my mattress pad? What else should I be rotating and how often? Getting dizzy, Miranda." Oh, there's a P.S. P.S. I have been a Le Mobster for almost 6 months and I'm looking for the next step. Yes, I'm type A. However, could you tell? How can I take my Le Mob to the next level? What would be Le Mob extra credit?" Wow.
I know, right? So I don't actually have Le Mob extra credit just yet, but I'm going to have some in my second episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I didn't want to cheat and say that this answer is the Le Mob extra credit. I think it is.
It might be. Or maybe like washing the duvet, which like people
don't
do.
That's what we're
going to
be talking about now.
Oh, yeah. You can cut that then.
No, it's fine. It's like, you know, it's like you already know. Okay, so let's quickly talk about the mattresses. So it's actually funny that you say that, like, is it possible that the Jolie Kerr Google trick has failed? I don't actually think that I've written about rotating a mattress, but at the end of last year, when Meredith Haggerty was here for her year-end Ask Jolie episode, she actually asked me about rotating a mattress. So we did talk about it on the podcast.
So it's in the ether.
It's in the Ask a Clean Person ether, exactly.
Sure.
So here's the jam with rotating mattresses, and just generally with mattress care that I want you guys to think about. So best practice is to rotate a mattress 1 to 2 times a year. By rotating, it means flipping it from one side to the other, but also rotating it 180 degrees.
Okay.
So back to front and once around. Yeah.
Okay. So what was like touching the bed spring is now what like your body is touching.
Right.
Okay.
Unless you have a mattress with a topper.
Oh.
In which case, don't flip it.
Ever?
Because the topper is the topper. I mean, I don't say it. Listen. Let's move right along. It's the functional term. I didn't make it up. It is what it is. Gotta ask a clean person to ask a dirty person over here. the regular listeners know I am also ask a dirty person. but also turning it foot to head to foot.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Megan told me that she has some thoughts about rotating a mattress. She hasn't told me what they are. Well, I'm like dying to know what this is.
So you sent me the outline because I was very nervous when you asked me to come onto the show. Like, I had to know stuff because I don't know anything about cleaning anything. I text you when I have cleaning
questions.
I
love it.
But what I will say is when I was like, oh, mattress flipping, literally here's what I know about mattress flipping is when Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom were married and had, I don't even know, did they have their own show or was like whatever, some Kardashian spinoff. There was like an entire B plot dedicated to them flipping their mattress one day at like their house. Like Rob was there and it was like, no, I'm not kidding you, Julie. It was like such a thing. And I was like, if this is hard for a professional basketball player, I can see why people are intimidated by this process because they couldn't figure it out. He like was having trouble lifting it and flipping it. And she was, you know, yelling at him and that probably didn't help either. But I was like, oh, this is really good to discuss because it's, if it's such a hassle for rich, famous people, like think about people in like small, because again, you know, there's tons of room on either side. Like there's no shortage of, like maneuvering room. Yeah. Whereas like a lot of people are trying to flip it up and it hits a wall and it's, you know, flips back down. Right. Like it doesn't, it just logistically is more complicated. So I was like, oh, I bet this is a pain. I will say I haven't done it. I've also probably not owned a mattress long enough because when you move, often it's just easier to, get rid of your mattress.
Pit one and call one of your mattress and then deliver me a new one. Casper, deliver me a new one. Yeah.
I don't know how that makes me sound like that. I feel like that's like a Scrooge McDuck thing. Like, oh, I get a new mattress every 2 years. That's probably silly, but it's really just me being lazy. But yeah, I was like, oh, it is. It's tough. Yeah. And so I get it. To flip it once and then flip it again.
So I probably have seen that episode, but I have no recollection of it, which seems incredible that I wouldn't recall that. I will tell you, I'm going to guess that that was a little staged because it's not exactly rocket science to flip a mattress. Mm-hmm. It is, however, a pain. I will tell you that I do it on my own all the time. Okay. I mean, not all the time, twice a year. I'm not flipping my mattress every week. And like, yeah, it's an ordeal to do on my own. But if I have two people, it is literally like the least ordeal-y thing in the world.
Okay.
Like, as a two-person operation, it's very, very easy.
I seem to remember them not thinking it was easy. So,
well, but,
so maybe that's where it got a bad rap. But now that we're putting it on the pod, you know, you'll have to write about it.
Yeah. But it's way, way, way easier if it's a two-person operation. So if you live alone, call your best friend, be like, come over, I'm flipping the mattress, I'll buy a bottle of wine. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Or just tradesies. Be like, you come here, flip my mattress, I'll come to you, flip your mattress, and then our mattresses will be done.
But you do recommend a second person. You're saying you can way do it alone. Easier,
I mean, I do it alone. Here's the thing. I do it alone, and I'm 5'2". And my apartment is tiny. And I still manage it. And I, you know, I've never broken anything. Bones, furniture, lamps, nothing. But it is a
small
giant.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a giant ordeal. But I still am able to completely do it.
Interesting.
All 5'2" of me alone.
What size mattress you have?
Queen.
Okay.
I would just recommend you not.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the rotating thing. Let's talk about general other kinds of mattress care that you can do. And they're rotating, again, once or twice a year.
Okay.
So usually what I tell people is, because so many people started doing this that I kind of built it into the La Mob thing. Leading up to La Mob, do all your heavy duty bedside. Just use it as your timer to remind you. Just like, you know how they say, like, change your smoke alarm batteries when you change the time? Twice a year?
Oh, I've not heard that, but that is a good tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I sort of have taken that idea and said, use your lead up to La Mob as the reminder that, like, it's time to flip the mattress.
Yeah.
And then it's time to do these other things to your mattress. Vacuum it.
Okay.
Vacuum it. Your mattress is full up of dead skin and dust and all of this. And none of it's going to hurt you. Unless you have very, very severe allergies. But all that stuff, is an allergen, and will affect kind of just like the quality of the air that you're breathing when you're sleeping. But the other thing is it creates a smell. It's that just like stale human smell. So vacuuming will pull that stuff out. What you want to do is just use your regular vacuum. You don't need to go get a special vacuum, although they exist in the world. Dyson makes a mattress vacuum that is like the most bomb ass thing.
Well, everything Dyson
I
makes is.
I love it. I'm obsessed with my, if you want to borrow mine, you can. I lend it out often.
How is it different?
It's incredibly powerful.
Okay.
Like you can't actually really put it on the floor because it's too powerful to use on the floor. It just like sticks to the floor.
Wow.
It's crazy powerful. Yeah. crazy, crazy powerful. But it's designed to pull stuff up from in the interior of upholstery that like you can't get into. So that's why it's so powerful. It's
okay. Really,
it's very, very good. Especially very great for people who do have severe allergy issues and or pets.
Okay.
Yeah, and or pets. So but you don't need that at all. I mean, that would be a good reward for a Lamobster who's feeling flush this year.
Sure.
You can use your regular vacuum, no problem. Just switch to the upholstery attachment. Everyone who listens to the show knows I love an upholstery attachment. I love a vacuum attachment. I'm always reminding you guys, use your vacuum attachments. They exist for a reason. They're there to be helpful. They're your friends. Use them, please. Spot treating. If you have little stains on the mattress, spot treating is the way to go. For spot treating a mattress, you can apply a liquid stain remover directly to mattress. Just be controlled about how much you're putting on any given stain. You don't want to saturate the mattress. Most stain removers, however, do come in a spray bottle, so it's easy to control.
Oh, yeah.
And then what you'll do is you'll apply the stain treatment and then use a light colored damp rag. Damp, not wet. Jolie's favorite thing. Damp, not wet. Because again, you don't want to soak the mattress, and give it a good scrubbing. Mattresses are pretty heavy duty. They can take a pretty good scrubbing. Let it dry completely before you remake up the bed. That's really important to do.
Sure.
Because of the nature of the stains that we tend to get on our mattresses, you will probably want to use an enzymatic stain remover, because most of the stains that we are getting on our mattress are going to fall into the protein stain category. So they are going to be sweat. They're going to be blood. They're going to be sexual fluids.
Oh.
If you're doing it right. So in that case, want to use one of our go-to enzymatic stain removers, Zout, old favorite of the Jolie Care Experience, and Crud Cutter Sports Stain Remover, also an old favorite for the
Jolie. Wait, what is that one called?
Crud Cutter Sports Stain Remover.
Wow, that sounds like a cleaner on like The Simpsons.
It does, actually. And it's spelled, Crud Cutter is spelled with a K.
Of course.
Which just
it
makes
is.
It like even more hilarious to me. And so of course I love
it's
it.
All I've
we
ever
shorthand
wanted.
It on the show, KKSSR.
Wow. You talk about it enough to need.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. I'm obsessed with Crud Cutter. Obsessed. Yeah. Very good. Very excellent on blood stains, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very excellent on blood stains. Okay. Let us talk about,
I feel like I'm gonna like get cut now. Like, I feel like that's just like inviting that into my life. Like, I feel like I'm gonna
no.
go home and something terrible is gonna happen.
Well, then you're
like,
well,
I know.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Amazon Prime that shit.
Don't cut yourself.
Yeah. but it just feels like, oh, now that I know that, like, I bet it's gonna come in handy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, we've manifested an accident,
yes.
A bloody accident.
But maybe it won't be mine. Maybe like someone will be like, oh, I shot my finger off, and I'll be like, you know what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Also want to say this as a reminder. So the literature is out there. If you guys need more detailed instructions on how to do all of this, the literature is out there. You can use the Jolie Care Google trick for this one, because it really will work. But the literature is so easy that I'm going to just do like a pretty brief glossing over of washing what I call the big bedding. So the pillows, the duvet inserts, the blankie that's at the foot. You guys, please wash the blankie at the foot of the bed. I know you're not washing it. While you're at it, wash the couch blankie too.
See,
thank
bad
you.
Cop just came out. I didn't have to do that. It's in
if
there.
If the blankies really get me itchy.
Going?
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally started scratching. Like, they make me anxious. Wash them cold water. Dry them on, there are going to be two instructions that you guys are going to be like,
oh,
whoa, Jolie. Getting wild here. Wash them on cold water. Drying them, however, you can dry them on medium or high heat. You guys know I'm usually like, no, I eat. But actually, in the case of heavy items like blankets, like the duvet inserts, all of those can be dried on medium or high heat. This is a very good time to be using your dryer balls, because dryer balls will help to redistribute the stuffing and fluff things up. But here is coming, ready for this, you guys are going to be shocked.
Oh boy.
This is a place where you can use fabric softener. You may use your fabric softener, you may use the liquid, you may use the sheets. It is absolutely fine to be using that on your bedding. It's not going to create any problems like it does on your athleisure. It's not going to create problems like it does on your towels. Bedding is a place where you absolutely can use your, if you love your fabric softener and you've been clutching at it and weeping because Mean Jolie is trying to take it away from you, dry your tears, little bunny. You can have your fabric softener.
Wow.
You don't need it.
What a moment.
Oh.
Had to add that in.
Yeah, I did. Pillows. Pillows are a little bit of a funnier animal because pillows have, they're all different kinds of construction. There are feather pillows, there are synthetic, there's, you know, downfall, all of that stuff. So you want to wash your pillow based on the type that it is. Look at the care tag.
Yep.
Care tag is going to tell you washing instructions. Some are going to say dry clean. Pillows are dry cleanable. Yes, you can bring a pillow to a dry cleaner. And that's going to be best for only a very few types of pillows, usually the feather ones. But you can successfully wash a feather pillow in the machine. You may not want to.
Okay.
But again, the literature is really out there on the pillow washing thing. And you know, I gotta keep the episode a little tight.
Sure, I don't want to
go into all of the details of it. But I did want to remind you guys that those are things you can do and things you should do. And in terms of the timing, once a year is fine. Twice a year is better. Twice a year is better, but once a year is fine. And again, if you want to use LaMob as your annual reminder that, like, oh God, I gotta vacuum the mattress and I gotta wash the pillows and wash the duvet and I'll throw the couch blankie in there because Jolie was so upset about it. Here's the thing. The couch blankie does need to be washed more than once a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know you're not.
Well, also because there's nothing coming between you and the couch blanket.
Right. There's
the bed blanket. If it's, like, never coming up near your, you know, neck and, like, under the comforter.
Right. Like, if
you
use a duvet
that.
With a duvet cover, you're washing your duvet cover. You know,
right.
There's a barrier. You still want to wash the duvet. Well, again, once or twice a year, but it's not as essential as the blankie sitch.
Sure, sure, sure.
So yeah, okay. So with that said, I'm gonna keep thinking. I mean, when I was putting this episode together, and there was a question about the extra credit, I was like, well, isn't the extra credit doing the vacuuming of the mattress and all that stuff? But I felt like cheating because it was answering the question and then using that as the
sure.
As the extra credit. So I'm going to keep thinking about what I want the extra credit to be. And we'll talk about that next week. I'm not even going to tell you guys who the special guest is, but it's probably the fan favorite of this show.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. She hasn't been here in a long, long time. I bet you guys can guess who it is now. But on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Megan, thank you for coming. This was so fun.
This is the best.
I'm excited for our inventory crossover.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It's really fun. We're going to get guys into
sweep,
some really
sweep.
Cool. Yeah. We're going to get guys into some cool sheets.
Yes.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think this is going to be genius.
I already see our name up in lights.
Yeah. Tell Shep to order the lights from Amazon. We are.
Have his mom tell us which are the best.
We are our affiliate link.
Pulling back the curtain.
Yeah. If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.